The State and Local Legal Center in Washington, D.C. Supreme Court amicus brief in Lozman v. City of Riviera Beach argues if probable cause exists to make an arrest, the arrestee should be barred from bringing a First Amendment retaliatory arrest lawsuit. Fane Lozman lived in a floating house in the Riviera Beach Marina. The city proposed to redevelop the marina using eminent domain, and Lozman became an outspoken critic, regularly criticizing the mayor and city council at council meetings. At a city council meeting, Lozman offered comments about former county commissioners who had served in other communities being arrested. A council person had Lozman arrested for refusing to stop talking. Lozman was not ultimately charged with disorderly conduct or resisting arrest. He sued the city, claiming they arrested him in violation of his First Amendment free speech rights for opposing the city's redevelopment plan. The city argued Lozman was arrested for violating the city's rule that comments during the public comment period must relate to city business. A jury ruled against Lozman. The 11th Circuit held that the jury's finding of probable cause to arrest him for disturbing a lawful assembly wasn't against the great weight of the evidence. The 11th Circuit then concluded because the arrest was supported by probable cause, Lozman's First Amendment retaliatory arrest claim failed. Before the Supreme Court, Lozman argues that even if probable cause existed to arrest him, he should be able to bring a First Amendment retaliatory arrest claim. The State and Local Center amicus brief argues that the Supreme Court should hold that arrestees must prove the absence of probable cause to bring a First Amendment retaliatory arrest claim. If probable cause is present, and officers can still be sued because of state and local governments will have more difficulty maintaining order and safety at local government meetings, public protests and demonstrations, and political rallies. The 50 state constitutions also protect free speech. State courts must interpret state constitutions more broadly than the federal constitution, and internal disciplinary measures within state and local police departments offer meaningful remedies for true victims of retaliation. Gary Hunter, General Counsel, Ohio Municipal Attorneys Association.